I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are again, you and me, two like-minded people who are driven, focused. We're determined to get the best things out of life, to experience the greatest emotions, achieve the greatest things. And we are constantly asking ourselves, what do we want? What do we really want? If we could not fail, what are all the things we want to feel, to achieve, to share with all the people we love and influence in all our circles? What would that be? And we constantly take a step back and making sure we have our thoughts all going in the right direction. And then do our thoughts lead us into continual, aggressive action towards getting what we say we really want? Are we using all of our abilities, all our resources, all the people who are willing to help us, especially because we look to create win-win situations and create value for other people? And we're not afraid to ask those people who we provide value with, hey, for a little help too. Create win-win situations, not just give, and hope, and just hope that people reciprocate. Now, do I have to tell you that? How long has that strategy not been working for you, right? Got to step up, be confident. Be confident that you're providing so much value to other people. They'll willingly and joyfully and they'll enthusiastically reciprocate. You're just going to have to, you know, ask them, tell them what you want. All right, so here we are again. I have a special shout out to A Money 1986, a frequent visitor to the Skip LaCour Mass Machine Bodybuilding Training Nutrition Mindset Lifestyle thread on the bodybuilding.com forum. I want to give him a shout out. He says he listens to this Morning Connection podcast twice a day. So I really appreciate all the support. Thank you for listening to this Morning Connection podcast, something I really enjoy doing, and it really makes me feel great, all the feedback that I'm getting, all the emails. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing it, liking it, retweeting it, your comments below. And thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my bodybuilding supplement line, my sports nutrition line. It doesn't matter if you want to be all big and buff or you just want to be healthy. You know, my Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition line can help you out. If you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, go to skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R. You can click a few links there for Mass Machine Nutrition and check out my line. I really appreciate that. And for those of you who are looking for strategies, coaching, maybe that's the first reason why you became aware of me and maybe why you're still coming to me, I want you to check out at skiplacour.com my Results University. And if you're looking to master your bodybuilding and training efforts, you're tired of, you know, searching the internet, random people with all their different opinions and getting confused and feel like you're progressing and you think you're kind of doing things right, but you're not quite sure. You're just tired of that and you want to go in the most effective and efficient route from point A to point B and just get this bodybuilding and training mastered. Well, you've come to the right place. For the last 25 years, I've dedicated all my focus and attention, my love, my passion, my obsession with bodybuilding and training. I can certainly help you do that with Results University, my comprehensive bodybuilding and training course. It's 26 hours of video, 23 hours of audio. And you know, I'm so passionate about you becoming the total package. I've thrown in my $100 Man Formation Alpha Male Leadership Strategy course in there for free. All right, so it's quite a value. Results University with Manformation Leadership. All these things we talk about on the Morning Connection podcast, you'll see a lot of that built into the Manformation program. Again, we're more than just muscles. We want to make our Manformation. We want to become the total package, both inside and outside the gym. So you want to check out Results University. Hey, I'm adding even more value to the Results University. Already an outstanding value. I mean, again, if you want to get rid of your confusion and overwhelm and you're ready to lock on to one coach or one mentor who can take you through the process step by step, covering every facet, and learn it in ways with audio and video and workbooks. I mean, this is definitely what you want to do, but as I say on this podcast, you have to continually look for ways to be more effective and efficient with everything that you do. And that's what I'm doing with the Results University, because I know that, you know, if you want to master something, it's just going to take an investment of time. You know, I was talking to bodybuilder Tyler Leenick last night. I haven't talked to Tyler in a long time. And, you know, he's in there in the grind doing his thing, you know, not just with the training, with the work and his life. And Tyler is just a great guy and a hard worker. And I know that from personal experience, continued personal experience, that, you know, this game of life, it's a game, it's a challenge, it's a puzzle, it's a combination lock, like I refer to it. I mean, what was good for us to experience or achieve in the past is not necessarily going to satisfy us in the future. We constantly have to look for ways to improve everything we do to continue to stay happy. And, you know, he's doing his thing, and I just wanted to just, you know, tell him, God, he's got such a great attitude about everything. He's so willing to work hard and take suggestions. And, you know, I can kind of get the sense, you know I feel this way sometimes, that, man, you're working so hard. People tell you great things about you. You know that you're doing great things, but the rewards just don't seem to come as quickly as you want them to be. Can you relate to that, right? And sometimes you just have to have the faith that piece by piece, little by little, things are going to eventually go your way. Again, especially if you constantly evaluate and assess, am I using the best and most productive, wisest use of my time? And, you know, we all want it faster. It never comes as quickly or as fast or as doesn't come to us on the grand scale that we envision. And sometimes you got to evaluate and see that you are indeed making progress. And I wanted to point that out to him. But that attitude that he has, that aggressiveness, that consistency, the good things are going to come. I just know that. So if that message can help you, maybe it's time that you realize that too. Just keep on keeping on, like I encourage you to do. But with that Results University, right, I'm going to take it to the next level, because I realize, you know, from some of your feedback that you know it's a great program, you know you want to benefit, you want to do it, but you don't trust yourself that you're going to make this investment and it's just going to sit on your computer. That's even if you download all this information. And I understand that. You know, that's why I added to the program a coaching guide, a 44-page ebook that's motivational and instructional. It's a workbook and it's a checkoff sheet to get the most out of it. And then I added an audio seminar to it, just giving you a general overview of what to expect so you're not overwhelmed. But again, I'm going to take that to the next level. Every week, I'm just going to, little by little, this is what I learned from this podcast. I learned from this podcast a couple things. One is you love the more casual conversation rather than the seminar speak. All right. And so I'm going to apply that lesson that I learned, your feedback, to Results University. And every week I'm going to have a half hour podcast, seminar, talk, you and I just talking every single week for half an hour, 20 minutes. I'm going to break down step by step of what you should be doing in that particular week as far as, you know, attacking mastery through this Results University. 20 minutes with the bodybuilding and training and the eating part, and then 10 minutes about man formation. So it's not going to just be a rehash of all the information you already have. You know, you and I are going to talk bro to bro. I'm going to guide you through it. And right now, if that takes 50 weeks, 50 half-hour sessions to take you through the program, well, that's what I'll do. And that starts this week. So go to skiplacour.com, invest in Results University, my digital download library special, and all the bonuses that come with it, so you can get right on this with me. All right, so check that out, going to the next level. So that's what I learned. You like the casual conversation. Second thing I learned from these podcasts is that little by little, just a half hour at a time, Heck, here we are at podcast number 54. Look at all the time that we've spent together in a more casual, a more relaxed, a more connected way. And look at all the hours that we put in. And by your feedback, it's putting you in the right frame of mind. You're learning a little bit from my experiences, from my stories. And like I said, we've amassed 25 hours together. And it just seems like just yesterday when we started this. So I'm going to apply that to Results University. Again, it's not just about bodybuilding training with that very, very popular Manformation course. It's going to help you become the total package again. Help you become your best both inside and outside the gym. If you're loving that very, very popular Manformation course, it's going to help you become the total package again. Help you become your best both inside and outside the gym. If you're loving this Morning Connection podcast and you want to build that physique and you like all these other things, you definitely want to invest in the Results University program. So here we are. It's Friday. I don't know what that means to you if you're an entrepreneur and you work 7 days a week. I don't know, maybe you're really hardcore into bodybuilding and training and every day is just another day to get forward. Or, you know, Friday is the end of the week and you're ready to relax after a hard day, hard week of work, a productive week at work, and relax with your family. I don't know what Friday means to you in your journey. Seems like I just go 7 days a week, new day, new time, all going towards the same thing. But I hope it was a productive week for you. Hey, let's go through our ritual that we do every single morning in our Morning Connection podcast. All right, so what was that thing that you did that impressed you so much? Big, little, small, something maybe in between that you stepped up. Maybe you didn't think you can do it, or maybe you've been putting it off, whatever it is. It was just something that you did. And again, every single day can't be something tremendously, massively productive, right? But you can't do a lot of things that impress you. That's just one little inch further. You push yourself just a little bit past what you thought you can do. Sometimes they're a lot bigger than that. But yesterday, what was that thing that you did? What was that thing that you did that impressed even you? And again, I'm going to ask you that question. Did you know it when you did it? Because you listen to this podcast all the time, that, wow, this is going to be the thing. This is going to be my top thing today. And then what was that cool moment, as I call it, you know, where it's not necessarily because of accomplishment. Maybe you're enjoying the fruits of your labor, something you did a long time ago, and you kind of looked at your achievement, or you looked at that person who's special to you, or that coworker, or your boss, or, I don't know, someone in the gym, and somebody said something that was complimentary about you, that, you know, you put a lot of effort into your life, and whatever it was. It could be a sunset or a sunrise. Or you looked at, I don't know, you just landscaped your yard and you look back on your creation. But what was that moment yesterday that you said, wow, life is cool? And did you know it, that this was going to be the thing on that day yesterday, that it was going to be the most significant cool moment for you? All right, we want to get in that habit of thinking that way. We drive ourselves, we push ourselves, we're always wanting more. And like I said earlier in this podcast, it's never going to come as quickly as we want it. We have high standards, we have ambitious goals. It's never going to come as quickly as we want it, but we keep on chipping away. It's going to get there. So we always want to make sure that we notice all the things that we do well, little by little, and all those experiences along the way. So it's just not some grind, you know, some grind. All work, pay off every once in a while, or someday down the road. So today is my second day in Boise, Idaho, on the road for the last couple of days, visiting the bodybuilding.com headquarters. You know, yesterday was my the first day in my little baby daughter's life that I didn't see her all day long. First day, and she's 5 weeks old today. So the first time in her life, yesterday she didn't see her dad. So I'm looking forward to catching a plane home tonight, being home with the wife and family. But I'll tell you, you know, this has been a great trip. I'm actually, yesterday was my first day. I'm haven't begun my second day meeting with bodybuilding.com. And, you know, if you're on the message boards, if you see how much work there, I like to say, like, I'm almost an employee of bodybuilding.com with all the articles that I write, all the content that I provide through the message board. So I've worked very hard on my relationship with bodybuilding.com. Great company, great facilities out here in Boise, Idaho. I think I'm going to take some pictures. I'll post that so you can see the digs they got going on here. But everybody is great company, and they've been extremely helpful to me, and you know, the branding and marketing and the selling, providing you, the customers, with Mass Machine Nutrition. So I'm very appreciative. I think we've created a great relationship. But you know what? The thing I realized, and it's really going to make me kick things to another level with a new level of awareness, and I wanted to pass that along in this morning's podcast, is that there's nothing that beats that personal connection, actually seeing somebody face to face. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, I've shared with you during this Morning Connection podcast, or if you have the Man Formation program, all these skills on influence and persuasion and creating win-win situations and value and connection with other people. It's one thing to know those skills. It's another thing to put yourself in a position where you actually use them so you can create those situations, and it actually leads to, you know, the great things in life that you really want. And that's what I realized, that, you know, sometimes, you know, with this internet age and everything right behind your computer monitor, right in front of you, there's so many things that you can accomplish. You know, sometimes I got to get out. I got to get out more and meet people face to face, actually, not rely so much, you know, on what I do behind the computer. I know my thinking is that, you know, if I do this effectively and efficient with video, with audio like this, you know, taking advantage of all the social media outlets, I can do much more for the masses than I can one person face to face. And, you know, you may not be in the same situation as me, but you have the same computer access, texts, smartphones. Are you, and even in your circles and what you're doing, even though it may not be quite the same as what I'm doing, you know, are you relying too much on the easy technology and not enough face-to-face? Okay, just here, coming here, there's two gigantic opportunities that have been made available to me. Things that if you were to look on my goal sheet, things that I had planned, things that I said I was going to work towards, I mean, they're on that list. I've sent emails before. One really huge thing I really wasn't aware, and it's just an awesome fit for Mass Machine Nutrition. It's a great win-win situation. So, you know, all these skills that I talk about and all my intent to create win-win situations and all the goals and assessing and monitoring the goals, they all can't be done behind the computer. They all can't be done with your smartphone. Like I said, two gigantic things right here in the first day that it doesn't surprise me that these opportunities were created for me, because like I said, I worked very hard from behind the computer setting this all up, planning it. But they wouldn't have become available to me if I didn't schedule this time to come out here. It's been like 4 months. And I wanted to come like the next month, get on a plane. There's some things that I wanted to get going. But like I said, remember, you set your ambitious goals and things don't happen as quickly as you want. I couldn't even get into these offices until like 4 months later. But now that I'm here, there's one just opportunity that just being there. And I'm thinking, wow, I had no idea this was even available. And this is a perfect fit for Mass Machine Nutrition and bodybuilding.com. And I just walked away from, it was the first meeting within the first half hour that I would have never known about this. It would never have been offered to me. And I didn't even bring it up because I didn't even know about it. It was offered to Mass Machine nutrition just because I was there, just because I set up this face-to-face 4 months ago. It just made me think, wow. And then the second opportunity is something I've worked for, planned for, written on my goal sheets, sent some email. You know, and the person in charge of this second thing, you know, hey, Skip, you know, and, you know, all the, again, it's all these relationships that I build, all this work that I created using every ace that I had. I mean, all the accomplishments in the past, the name recognition from the contest that I won and being involved in the bodybuilding industry, that's all, they're all things that are in your toolbox and available to you if you know how to use them, right? So it's, especially in an environment and a business like bodybuilding.com, it, you know, allows me to be recognized when I meet somebody in an office rather than being just, you know, Joe Blow from the ABC company. And but again, everything that you've done in the past that you could be using to propel you forward, are you really using it? I can't use that influence that I worked so hard for, I diet so hard for, I sacrifice so hard for, I've, you know, the quality of life, how much I've sacrificed. I share that with you, right? The town side of it. But the upside is you can use all those things to create opportunities in the future. But I wouldn't have been able to use that if I didn't have this face-to-face time. It just so happens that there is an email, and the guy's really busy. I mean, you can imagine how he's bombarded from every angle. But there was a particular, you know, email explaining this this project that I have, this idea that I have, and he never really got it. He said he didn't get it, right? And, you know, do you make those assumptions that, you know, when you don't get the response that you want? You know, people are busy. You know how busy you are. Maybe they don't see the email. Maybe it got trapped in the spam folder, and do you stop and quit there? Hey, you know, I learned that's another lesson. Be persistent. Don't assume that they saw it and they're going to shelve it and it's not a priority. You know, what will it hurt to ask, to follow up on it, right? So maybe that's another lesson that I learned. But anyway, this opportunity that I talked with two people in the editorial department, it's just the face-to-face. It's just the time. It's so much different than the emails and the texts that you guys are doing all the time with everybody. So, you know, my thing is, and I learned this lesson again, is that, you know, got to do that face-to-face time. I know that I need to get on the road more. You know, I'm talking about missing my daughter the first time. I didn't see her in her 5 weeks since she was born. And that's nice, but those are some of the sacrifices that you just have to make. And that people who are successful in the area that I want to be successful at, they do all the time. And I just got to get used to it. I just got to balance it out. You know, pay the price that you need to pay. And me getting on an airplane, staying out of town, that's going to be part of it. Now, you know, for me, the reason why that's a big deal, some of you guys are saying, well, that sounds like cool, man. You know, I guess one benefit, I mean, it was too quiet around here, too quiet around my hotel these last couple of days, because you don't constantly hear a baby crying, you know, something's wrong, right? You know, but I know a lot of you guys might be thinking, well, that's cool, he gets on an airplane, get out of town, heck, I'm trapped down to this job, I never even can even make the opportunity to go anywhere. I guess for me, just so that you know my story, is that, you know, for years with the bodybuilding, the guest appearances and things like that, it always took me, you know, away from my home and any relationships, maybe that I was it, and I was in family, gave up a lot of that for to be successful in that area. And, you know, since that time, and so it's like it was gone, and then when I came home, it seemed like I was recovering from being gone and then preparing from going again. So even the time that I was home, I was kind of half there. So, you know, after I stopped doing that, it was, you know, a little important to me to establish other areas of my life and not be gone so much. Oh, and by the way, remember last night, yesterday's podcast, I talked about how the night before I got this phone call, someone at, I don't know, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, waking me up from a dead sleep and saying, oh, we need your information right now. We need to have it in by 1. I think I told you about that And I hung up the phone. They called back, didn't even answer. Hey, that turned out to, went to the front desk the next morning. That turned out to be a scam. You know, I've done a lot of traveling, stayed in a lot of hotels. Never heard that scam before, so take that as a public service announcement. Somehow they got through the front desk or circumvented the front desk to get to, you know, hotel rooms, acting as the front desk and needing, I guess, I mean, he never got, you know, past his initial request, but I don't know if he wanted my credit card information or my home address for identity theft. I had no idea. He didn't get that far, but maybe that's something for you to watch out for. I mean, these crooks are very creative these days, right? So anyway, back to this personal connection. So you can use all this charm and schmoozing ability and connection ability, all these things and all those goals that you wrote down and your desire to create win-win situations, you're going to be a lot more effective face-to-face. And now this is, I'm going to go into the territory, and I know this, going to the dangerous territory of sounding like a grumpy old man, right? So let me just tell you, I know that going into that. But I'll tell you something. I don't know if it's just me, but, you know, okay, I am okay, or I've accepted the fact that nobody answers their phone, all right? Even though I know you have the damn thing in your hand, checking your email and texts every 5 minutes, you have it in your hand, and you're not going to answer the phone and talk. All right, fine. Even though, look, you know, I do a lot of writing, whether it's a book that I'm writing, articles that I'm writing, answering people on the message boards. And for me, I put a lot of thought into what I want to say. I'm just not popping off. And I don't want to take the time and write something that can be misinterpreted. I'm very thorough with my thoughts. And it takes me a while to put together those thoughts. It's time that I don't really want to invest unless it's extremely important. So I don't want to write an email. I don't want to write out a text when I can just call you and it would just take me 3 minutes to explain it in the tone and the intonation that I know that I will do my best to communicate to you. I would rather just pick up the phone and talk to you for 3 minutes. But again, old Skip, old guy, old school, old fashioned, whatever. You don't want to answer the phone. All right, that's fine. All right, but now it's like nobody even wants to, they don't return phone calls, even if you were to leave a message. Now people don't even leave messages because they know people aren't going to even call back even if they leave a message. And the other thing is people don't return emails. They get bombarded with emails and they don't return emails. So people start, they're giving up on even sending you emails. All right, they're not. You're thinking, what's wrong with everybody, man? Why aren't people connecting with me? Why aren't they calling me? Or why don't they tell me about this or keeping me informed? Man, what, they're off doing their own thing. You know why? Because you're not going to answer the phone, all right? You're not going to answer the email. If you are, it's going to be short and brief, and you're going to miss whatever the point of what I was saying, especially if it has two different thoughts in it. You may just slightly address the first thought and you're going to miss the second thought. So I just waste my time. I could have just called you and we could have had a 5 minute conversation, but whatever. So you're not going to give the email that it deserves. Now people aren't even answering texts. And like I said, I see all of you guys, you have the damn phone in your hand. You're just choosing not to text back. So you don't answer your phone. You don't answer the emails. If you do answer the emails, you didn't do it very thoroughly. You don't answer your texts, and you're wondering why nobody gets in touch with you for key decisions, for, you know, invite you to somewhere, just show that they care. Because we're all conditioning ourselves that we're not going to get any response. So think about that. I mean, is this electronic age, all the texting and the voice messages and the smartphones in your hands with the email, what good is it if we're so desensitized that we feel no sense of urgency to communicate with the people, you know, who are trying to communicate with us, trying to connect with us? You know, and think about your part in that. If people aren't you know, contacting you enough. They don't seem like they care enough. They're not including you in things. They're not making you aware of things. I mean, how much is that your fault? How much did you condition them that 50-50 shot, you'll get any response for me? People aren't going to continually do that. There are people who I wonder how they're doing all the time, that I'd love to talk to them. But you know what? Don't even answer or text. I mean, these are people pretty much in my personal life. Don't even answer the text. And I know that they got, I've seen them. some they have the phone in the hand, and certainly they saw that text. It's a day and a half later. And then they wonder why, I wonder if Skip cares or whatever. I mean, I'm not going to keep on doing that. It's my job to keep on hoping that you respond. I don't know. It just shows that you're not putting any value in the relationship or what's said. People aren't going to just keep on doing that. So think about that. I mean, am I wrong here? Is this just me? Or have you guys just accepted that no connection at all? That's just the way it works. With all this, you know, instant access, is it so abused now? Are we so hardened to it? Are we so disconnected from it? It's like useless. We're going backwards. That all this ability to connect instantly is now less effective, making us less connected. I don't know. Those are just some old guy's thoughts here. I'll just tell you, you want to really set yourself apart. It's like, like I said, this lesson that I learned, man, I get on an airplane and get face to face with these people that I'm doing business with, no matter how hard I'm working over the internet and sending them the emails, and it doesn't matter what I'm doing over here. It makes a huge difference. I really learned that lesson, again during these last couple of days. But, how can you apply that to your life? You can really stand apart if you, take the time to talk to people. Even though you don't want to talk to anybody, you take the time to write out a good, thorough email or even get that, face-to-face time. Just think about your part in this lack of connection if you feel that you have that, or you don't have that in your life. All right, so that's this morning's morning connection. I'm going to get off my soapbox for a minute. All right, so have a great day. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. Thanks for your likes, comments, tweets, reshares. Thank you for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition and my Skip LaCorps information products on skiplacorps.com. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.